On the ninth day of the new semester, good morning. It's been over a month since I've stood at this lectern. I'm Prof. Schaller, by the way. I've had the privilege of having a number of you in various classes, and some of you have had the privilege of knowing my wife, Nona. We, Nona and I, met here on this campus 49 years ago. But the Schallers and the Thoreaus, that was her maiden name, crossed paths long before that. My great-great-grandfather, Gottlieb, came over from Germany in the fall of 1848. After serving congregations in Philadelphia, Baltimore, Detroit, and St. Louis, he ended up teaching at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. My wife's great-great-grandfather, David Thoreau, also came from Germany in the 19th century and raised sheep near Toma, Wisconsin. His son, Carl Thoreau, came over with him, but did not take over the farm when he grew up. Instead, he became the first pastor in the Thoreau family after studying in St. Louis under Gottlieb Schaller. Gottlieb's son, John, served congregations in Arkansas and Missouri before teaching at Dr. Martin Luther College in New Ulm, Minnesota. There, he had several of Pastor Thoreau's granddaughters training to be teachers. In fact, once when Professor Schaller went to preach for a mission festival at their father's church in Plum City, Wisconsin, the girls got to go home with him from New Ulm for a visit. And on that trip, Professor Schaller also ended up becoming the sponsor of their new sister, Johanna. I don't know how many other times the paths of Schaller and Thoreau crossed over the years, but my father and my wife's father were both pastors of the CLC and sent their children to ILC, and now that's history. What do you suppose it was that caused our two families to cross again and again down through the years? There was, of course, a common interest in education, but Andrew Carnegie, the wealthy railroad tycoon, was supportive of education all over the United States. He died just a year before John Schaller did, and yet I can find no evidence that any of the members of either of those families ever met. What kept the Schallers and Thoreaus turning up at the same locations over the years, in three different church bodies, by the way? It was their interest in the Word of God. The Bible had taught them of a Savior born in Bethlehem, and they came together to worship him. Surely there were many in the days of Herod the king who were interested in studying the stars, but it was the word of the God of Daniel, who many years before had worshipped in the east. It was that word that brought these men to worship the newborn king. And when they had shaken all of Jerusalem with their quest, it was from the Bible that Herod learned where the Christ was supposed to be born. We read in Matthew 2, "Then Herod called the Magi secretly, and he sent them to Bethlehem." It was the Word of God which led the wise men to turn their steps to Bethlehem, and with a star as their GPS, God helped them also find the very house How did you find your way to this campus? It was certainly more than just an interest in education. This is not a school that is renowned or even well known in American academia. Yet some of you have come many miles to be where is found the Word by whom the heavens were made. Perhaps it was your parents, your grandparents, or even your great-grandparents clinging to the Word of God's grace in Christ that brought them together with fellow believers, whether in Thiensville or New Ulm or St. Louis or somewhere else. That Word brought me to this campus where I got to know cousins who were born on the other side of the world. And by that Word, you also have been brought here, where our Heavenly Father has given us many encouraging stars, many supportive companions to help us find Him whom heaven and earth adore, to bow down with us and worship the newborn King, and to join us in serving Him, opening our treasures, and presenting Him with the gifts that He has given us. I've known friends who originally met here at Emmanuel and now fly all the way across the country to spend a couple days together. But the friendship of God that is ours in Christ is good for eternity. Now, I hope that lifelong friendships will also be formed for you at Emmanuel. But even when those things are gone, no matter how cold the day, no matter how dark the night, the Word of God which brought us together will still bring us to Jesus, whose love warms us and whose light brings joy beyond all gladness. Hymn 464.